B'kuta Sichas Chelik Yud Ches Parsha Pinchas Sicha Aleph. After Verte from Pasuk Vayhi Achar Magefa, on the words of the Pasuk in this Parsha, which says that it was after the plague, is Rashi Moisa V'goymer. Rashi adds the word V'goymer and etc. and so on. V'sumeramaz Adembos is Kum Bald Nordem. In other words, to tie it to what is written right after that, the Tzibu Yitzchelun Eden, that Hashem commanded the Yidden to count the Jews. In other words, Rashi establishes the connection between the Magefa and the reason for counting the Jews, or as the reason for counting the Jews. As he says, when he's Mefarish and he explains the connection, Moshul Reish and Ichnzu Ze'evim L'teich Edrei, this can be understood from a parable of a shepherd that wolves got into his flock, Baharugu Bahamad, they killed some of the sheep, who might not use them, and he counts them, laid them in on the surface to see how many are left. Lernendig bepashtus un beishtaychim beforshe Rashi. So, to learn this Rashi on the simple level, as in fact some of the commentaries do explain it that way, Rashi wants to explain to us the following question. Funim loshen be the pasuk is madgish. From the way that the pasuk seems to emphasize that vahi achar amageifa, that the census, Hashem commanded to do the census, the counting after the mageifa, is moving as the mitver gemeint nishnor to the tzeil as the minis farkum and noch the friedike geshenish mageifa. That the Torah is not merely telling us that they happened to be in chronological order. The mageifa took place, and after that was the census, but that they're unrelated. But rather, what is correct is nor euch as the minion is given in zusammenhang mit the mageifa, that the census, the counting, was as a follow-up to the mageifa. It was connected to the fact that there was a plague. So that's why he says v'goymer, he connects the two, as I said before. Stelzer de Scheile, so the question comes up. In was bashtei de Scheiche zwischen dem Magefa und dem Bnei Yisrael? What's the connection between the Magefa and the counting of the Jews? So therefore Rashi explains, as Rashi mazbedul de Moshul Arayas, Rashi gives the parable about the shepherd, b'hu may noisim leidim in the Soros, to see how many people are left after the plague. But it's difficult to say that this is what Rashi means. Valdos, the minyan is mechatchilin ishken chidush bayat b'im Talmud, because the fact that there is going to be a census is nothing new to the Talmud. It's not something that the student that's studying the Chumash wonders, why is there a census? There is no such question, because Nogdem Rashi hachin friyim mefarish given in onek from parashu v'midbar. Because Rashi already told us at the beginning of Bamidbar where there was a census taking place. Mitoichi Basam, Rashi said, because the Jews are so beloved by Hashem, Moina Isam Kol Shah, he constantly counts them. Bas Kol Shah main, so yet the side benesis, Givarna Shini Matu Ben Israel. What does he mean all the time? He doesn't literally count them all the time. It means whenever there's a change that takes place in the situation, so Hashem does a recount. Rashi is dot mamshich. Rashi there continues, and he elaborates. Kishayotzu min Mitzrayim, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, he counted. Kishanoflu be'egel, when people died as a result of the sin of the egel, he counted again. Kishabala hashishchinotzu, when he came to bring the Shechina into the Jewish community through the Mishkan, he counted. Fashteich and the Talmid oich min didin didan, so the student already can understand on his own in this case. Ados for the Eibushter gehasten zeilen the Eden of the Magefa, that the fact that Hashem said that the Jews should be counted after this plague is as mitoichi basam lefanav, it is once again because he loves the Jews so much. Punk v kshenaf lebeigel mono and lay them in and isarim, just like when people died because of the egel, he counted how many were left. So here too, he's going to count again. So there really is no question. So there's nothing that Rashi needs to explain because it's all understood from what he said earlier in Bamidbar, in Parashat Bamidbar. When I feel in Tim Sulaim as Rashi will sich nicht verlassen, at the Talmud wird gedenken, was er gelernt in Parashat Bamidbar, and even if you'll say that Rashi doesn't want to rely on the fact that the student can remember it from what he learned early in Bamidbar, so therefore he wants to re-explain it, but if that were the case, it would be enough for Rashi to say, the Monad and Talmud Doch sagen bekitzer would be just to put in a reminder, a reference to what he said before. Leida minyan hanesarim, he could have said he counted in order to know how many were left. He doesn't have to go tell you a whole mashal and so on to explain the concept from the start again, because even if he has to remind you, he just has to remind you. He doesn't have to re-explain the whole thing once again. Base. Euch darf man verstehen some other things that we have to understand in this Rashi. Number one, was gitzu the mashal? What does the parable add to understanding what's going on? A parable is given when it's difficult to grasp a concept, so you give a parable which makes it easier to understand the concept. But over here, Vasrashi, what does this mashal add to understanding it in the Hasbara for Nimshal? L'chayre, then, is the Nimshal Fazich just the analog on its own, meaning the analog, when you give an analogy, there is something that you learn from the analogy, which is the analog. That's called an Ibid the Nimshal. So the Nimshal on its own, on the Mashal Array, without having to give this parable from the shepherd, Genuk Lorum Pashut, it's very obvious and clear to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu the Rei Yisrael had was had Meisich Meisich Nefesh Gim V'Hartzai Marisei, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the shepherd of all the Jewish people, and he gives his entire life for his flock of the Jewish people, had Gitzel the Yidin, Mechtei Tzavis, Nemin HaNasaris, counted the Yidin to know how many people were left, Velche Daf Reyazayin, to know how many are left, that he who is part of his flock, how many are left in his flock. You don't need a parable to explain this concept. Number two, that needs to be explained, the mashal l'roya b'chulu v'hu mayna isem leida minin anisaris. When he says it's a mashal of a shepherd that counts to know how many are left, as the roya is dervazul v'isem minin anisaris, that it's the shepherd that wants to know how many are left in the flock, doesn't seem to fit with the nimshal for the Eibush to the Balarots and Geis and Tzeln the Yidden. Who was it that said to count the Yidden? Not Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu is the shepherd, but it's Hashem who told him to count. In other words, the owner of the flock. So it's not that the shepherd Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know how many are left. If he's gonna give a mashal, he should say the owner of the flock wanted to count. We could perhaps stretch and say that the meaning over here is as the Eibishtat Ongizok Moshen and Inyavos is im Moshe Givenegeya, that Hashem told Moshe it's now important for you to count the flock because that's important to you. Shemidos is negedim reyim in mashal. Just like in the mashal, the shepherd has to know how many are left, how many he's dealing with. So Hashem told Moshe, you need to count the people because you need to know how many are left, so you know what you're dealing with. So in other words, it's still about Moshe. So you could explain it in that way. It's blight of a kosher, but the question still remains. Rashi hat melchatchila can bring in a mashal nish fun haroya nor fun ba'al hatzayin. So now that Rashi said it in terms of the shepherd, we could sort of explain what he means to say. But why did he have to go that way altogether? Why didn't he just say that the Baal Aratz and Hashem wanted to know how many are left, and that's what the mashal should be too. The owner of the flock wants to know how many are left. Gimel, even more, Nochmer, a greater question. In Tanchuma, Medrash Rabba, Bamidbar Rabba, Vert, Taki gebrachte Moshul nicht von Araya, nor Moshul des Efshin of Olatzein, Hutzrach Baala Rotzen Lemnoisim. In the Medrash, from where this Moshul comes, over there, it doesn't say that the shepherd wants to know. It says that the owner of the flock wants to know. When Rashi is Mishana and Shreit Moshul Araya, and Rashi changes it from the way it's written in Medrash about the owner of the flock, and he changes it to the shepherd. So that becomes a greater question. Dalid noch gresser is the tmiya. The question becomes even greater. Rashi alein bringt in Parshat Tisa bam tzeilin the Eden noch meisa egel but neisha nichus ben magefa. Rashi himself, when he tells us this idea, after in Parshat Kisisa where it talks about that some Eden died in the egel, and because a magefa came upon them and so on. So Rashi says, Moshul Litzayin, Achaviva al Baaleha. This can be understood through a parable of a flock of sheep that was dear to the owner. Shenofel Badever, that a plague fell upon the flock. And then once the plague stopped, and they stopped dying, Amalei L'Roya, he said to the shepherd, Bebakosha Mimcha, I ask of you, Maneis Tzayni, count my sheep, the da kamenois v'hem, and find out how many are left. Hain favosot Rashi do mashul l'roya. So there, Rashi also makes it about the owner of the flock. Here, he changes it to the shepherd. Hey, noch shinuyim. And some more changes that we should have to point out. Number one, in Parsha Kisisa, Zok Rashi Moshul Shenofel Badever. Over there, Rashi in the parable says that it was a plague that attacked the flock. Here he says that wolves fell upon the flock. Number two, in Parsha Tisa is a Madgish in Moshul Dominion from Chavivus. Over there he says that it was a flock that was dear to the owner. And he says that he wants to count it in order to show that it was, that it's very dear to him. Here, where he talks about the shepherd, it doesn't mention anything about the fact that it's dear to the, you know, that the flock is beloved and so on. Number three in the Midrashim is the Lashim Al Hatzayin L'Toy Hatzayin. In the Medrash, the two Midrashim that he mentioned before, the Moshul talks about fell upon the sheep, or wolves entered amongst the sheep. Rashi is Mishana Zakul Techeder. Rashi makes it about, it says it was the flock, in other words, the group, instead of the individuals and so on. So that's the first part of the Rashi. The Noach is Rashi Mamshuch. Then Rashi goes on. Dover Achar, another understanding of it, another pshat. Kishiyotzu Mitzrayim, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, v'nimsuru l'Moshe, and they were given into the hands of Moshe, that he should take care of them. Nimsuru l'Moshe b'minyan, they were given to him by counting them and telling him how many there are. Achshav shekarav lomos, now that Moshe was nearing the end of his life, l'hachzir tzayinay, and he has to now return the flood, the Yidden, to Hashem's care. Machzira Meminyan, so he returned them also with a count. Once his moving favas Rashi stel dem pirush als dover acher, and we understand why Rashi makes this one as the secondary pshat, unisht als pirush rishon, and not as the first, and therefore the primary pshat. The reason why this is secondary is valoy dem pirush is nishmuz b'dushaychos von su'u, so vayhi acher magepa, because according to this understanding, to this explanation, there doesn't seem to be any connection between the counting and the magefa, which is the same pasuk. It's all in the same pasuk. Says Avanish Vashtandik Lider Gisa. But on the other hand, we have to understand Vos is Shver in the Meshten Pirush. But then the question becomes: what's the problem with the first Pirush? Vos Salib Dem Bringt Dem Zweiten Pirush? That Rashi feels the need to give in a second explanation, which is not as good as the first one. And the second explanation must have something that answers the difficulty that Rashi found with the first pshat. So what is it that Rashi felt that the first pshat wasn't satisfactory, and therefore gives a second pshat which will somehow answer that? So what is it all about? Dalet, the beer in them, so to explain this whole thing. Rashi is though oisin to mefarer zayn nish nor dem kishur zwischen vayiach and vagefo and su'u. Rashi is out, his purpose here is not only to explain the connection between vayiach and vagefo and the counting. Varum kenal, because as we said before, das main veis mishayim from Pirush Rashi in Pashas Yisim Abidva, because this already we know. Rashi has already explained that Hashem likes counting the Jews whenever there's a change, so there's no need for Rashi to do it again. So what is he trying to do? Noran inyan vasushverin de adverta vayiacharamagefa v'goymer fazich. Rather, he is addressing a question which comes up from the words vayiacharamagefa, unrelated to that this is the reason why they were counting. What is that difficulty? in Seif Parsha Bolak Verdetzel, at the end of Bolak, the Torah relates, as the Nitzmodim Lubal Pa'er, and in Nenesh Gevorin of Tzeifanim, that the people that were worshipping, that they got involved with the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'er through the Midianite women, were punished in two ways. Number one was Vayichar Af Hashem B'Yisrael, Shalach Bem Magefa, that Hashem got angry at the Jewish people and he sent a plague on Amesim Bem Magefa, Arba V'Esrim Olaf. How many people died in this plague? 24,000. Number two, a second way that he punished them was Vayomer, and he said to Moshe, Shefti Yisrael Hirgu Isha Nosha, that the people that were involved have to be judged and punished. So appoint the judges and so on. And each one of them should kill whichever one he found guilty. When Rashi touched this up, Rashi explains, Kol Echad V'Echad Nedayana Yisrael, from the fact that it says Anoshov, two people, he said, Rashi says, each judge ended up killing two people, executing two people. V'Dayana Yisrael, Shmoyne Ribu Yishmoyne Salafim, and how many judges were there? 88,000. 8 times 10,000 is 80,000, and 8,000. Kedis of Sanhedrin, as the Gemara says, the Sanhedrin, how many judges there were. Loit dem cheshvin kum toisa. According to this, it comes out as the arugim duch the shoifti Yisrael, that how many people were executed by the judges? Tani given ibe hundet and zibitzik toisen was over 170,000. 2 times 88,000 is 176,000. Al Pi says, so Rashi says, this leaves a great question. Why does the Pasuk say that it put the emphasis on the fact that there was a plague, as the minion is given that the reason that they were counted was to know how many people were left after the plague? According to the calculation that we just made, the count should have been because so many people were executed by the judges. Was the misper arugim is given mervi zibim mola zeful viful misper amesim magefa. The people that were executed by the judges was more than 7 times as much as the people that died in the magefa. The magefa was 24,000. Executed was 176,000. That's more than 7 times more. So why is the Pasuk relating the counting to the Magefa? And that's what's bothering Rashi. So to explain this question, bring Rashi Moshe L'Reish, Nichon Zuzeidim, that it's the parable of the shepherd that the wolves, you know, entered into the flock. Could Lekamenos will soon explain. The chilik in pashtas zwischen abal tzayin was heizdem roye tzeln zayin tzayin leidem inen esar is the difference between the owner of the flock telling the shepherd to count the flock and to see how many were left on ad roye was tzelt zay von sich allein for them tzvek, and if the shepherd does it on his own in order to know how many are left. The difference is this: when the balat zayin heist zayin dib zayin v'chteitzivisim inan esareis, when the owner says to count in order to know how many are left, kumtes al teitzah, when there is the mit oisin oisterik the chvivas from the zayin. The reason the owner does it is simply to say, you know, he loves his flock; it's very important to him. So therefore, he wants to know how many are left. It's not so much practical as it is just to know because they're important to him. These Rashi zokt in Parsha Tisa, as Rashi says in Kisisa, money es tzayne lohaydiya shicha viva olav. Count the flock. The owner says to the shepherd, count the flock, in order to make it known that these are very special to him and important to him, and therefore he wants to know. To say is da negeya nor dos was the gezelte tzayne zayne geblieben ganz. In other words, it's just important to him to know how many are left. He wants to know what's left. Und siz derin kein nafgeminnen nicht in sie in einem Unglück von die umgekommene Zeugen ist der Reihe schuldig oder nicht. And in the count, in the census, in this issue, it's not important who's at fault for the sheep having died or being killed. it's not important whether the fault is with the shepherd or it's not his fault. The owner just wants to know how many are left. It's important to him to know the inventory and to know the stock and to make sure that he has a good flock left. The ikir is the ganzkeit from the tzayin shenoyser b'hem. The main thing is he wants to know how many are left. What are we left with? Da kegnven deroyet zel the tzayin leidem minin anesaris. On the other hand, when the shepherd counts the flock in order to know how many are left, is does beikir nishbech deitzah reizayin zechvivus to the anesaris. On the part of the shepherd, it's not in order to show how important the flock is to him and that he needs to know how many are left because it's so special. Nor what's the reason that the shepherd counts? Mitzadim tafkid fenareya, because that's his job, that's his mission. Midakavone on tachle zich obgeb mer midetzoyin anesaris zavidna zeid zeid mozala enlechem umglikfal. It's in order to know what to do for the future. He has to know how to deal with the future. What should he do now to prevent such a thing happening again? And it's a more of a practical thing rather than just to express his love of the shepherd, of the flock. In other words, if we're talking about a good shepherd that the owner can trust, so when an accident happened, a tragedy happened, he leaves it up to the shepherd to deal with how to prevent it in the future. What's important to him is more how many are left and what's his inventory and so on. On the part of the shepherd, it's not about his love for the flock as it is by the owner. By him, it's practical. What do I do for the future? How do I prevent this in the future? Und der Ribber ist move, and therefore we can understand, as das ist bei Ike Scheier, wenn der Reue fühlt sich schuldig in dem, was es hat gefällt sein von Eder. So therefore, when would the shepherd be involved and think about what do I do in the future if somehow it was his fault? There was something that he could have done better and he didn't do it, so he needs to know what to do for the future that will prevent this. But if it happened in such a way that there was really nothing that the shepherd could have done to prevent it anyway, so then there's nothing for him to change, there's nothing to do. Then there would be no reason or no need for him to know what's left and how many are we dealing with and how could I prevent it. There's nothing to do to prevent it. So what does he need this information for? Because to his job, which is to take care of the sheep, there was nothing that he could have done. There's nothing that he could do for the future. So there's nothing to do. When the mit is moving the shinui, was in the mashal from Balat Zayin, and this explains the difference that in the mashal, the parable of the owner of the sheep, where we're talking about the owner in Parsha Kisisa, Zokt Rashi Shenafu Badever, over there it talks about a plague that occurred. Undabai mashal Rei Shenichnu Zayin, over here he talks about it in terms of they were attacked by wolves. Why? Arroya kenish fahitn zayin etzayin from Dever. There's nothing that a shepherd can do to prevent the flock from being attacked by a plague. And therefore, nobody would hold him accountable for a plague happening. There's nothing that he could have done. There's nothing to do to prevent it. But he is able to. In fact, this is his job. So to protect the sheep from wolves. Whether he should take a stick or bring some protection or something that he can do in order to prevent wolves attacking. And if it did happen that the wolves did attack and kill some, is does the shul from the raya, then he feels responsible. And therefore Rashi says that when we're talking about the raya, the shepherd counting and dealing with the situation, it must be because it was wolves that attacked him, not a plague. A plague wouldn't put him at fault, and therefore he wouldn't have to be thinking about what's going on, what to do. There's nothing to do. And the Ribber, and therefore by Moshel from Balatzoin, when the Rashi talks about when in the parable it's the owner of the sheep that's dealing with it, was in Zain Chavivas, so that Zain is in Shtak and Chilik. because in his, the importance of the sheep to him, there is no difference why they died. He needs to know what's left. That's all that's important. Zakarashinova, whatever over there, it can be also because a plague attacked him. Und der Matziv in Parsha Tisa is given mehr Bedugme zu Dever, Kedel Kamasivab. In fact, the situation in Parsha Kisisa was more similar to a plague, in other words, in that way, as I'll explain in the next paragraph. Mashain came by Moshe L'Raya, but when Rashi talks about the shepherd doing a count, Zokten Nichnusevim, over there he says that it's because the wolves attacked them. Because then it is important to the shepherd. That's important for him to know how to deal with it in the future. Like them is moving the teretz, in the verte of, according to this, we can understand the answer to the question that we asked before about in the question of the issue of Yahamargefa do the Moshul Raya by explaining the story of the shepherd. Das was the sad gefelt in Rahmanuslan Dodam was the shafti Yisrolam Geharget Isha Noshov. The fact that there were so many 176,000 Jews that were killed, that died as a result of being executed by the judges, is it doch given an Eifen was a Beznot Zege Mishput und dann given Lamisa. This was, as we said, the judges dealt with it, and they ruled that they had to be executed. The Meila hat sich Moshe Rabbeinu nicht gekannt fühlen schuldig in Zeir Umkum, so therefore this had nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't feel the responsibility of that situation, und so lead them zählend in Estorim, that this should lead him to count who was left. He has to deal with things that he could have prevented. In a situation where the Torah says that this is what should be done, so this, what should he do? This is what the right thing to do is, and therefore that would not have motivated him to count and to see what's left and what do we do, how do I prevent this in the future. And the Shizabah de Magefa, but the story of the plague that attacked, that's different. Vasir Avshtolot Gata Shaychus mit Moshe, because stopping the Magefa was in the control of Moshe Rabbeinu. Virashi brings her up in Seif Parashah Bolok, as Rashi tells us at the end of Bolok, where they, in the story of the Magefa, that Niskaptsu Shifta Shal Shimon, the tribe of Shimon gathered around Moshe Amalei, and they said Moshe Zu Asura. They brought the Midyanis, the woman that was the non-Jewish woman, and they presented her, and they said, "Is it permitted for someone to marry her?" What was the end of Salma Mimena Halacha? And they said that if it's not permitted, then how were you able to marry a Midyanis? And Moshe Rabbeinu blanked on the, he didn't know what to answer, he didn't have the answer. Und erst noch dem, wie Pinchas ro meise beniskar Halacha, then came along Pinchas, he saw what was going on and he remembered what the Halacha is. Und at Gehar Gitzimri, he knew that the answer is you have to kill the Kanoim Pogimboi, you're allowed to come and kill the perpetrators. So Pinchas went ahead and he killed Zimri, is Vatayotzer Magefa, and that's what put a stop to the plague. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu could have known the answer, and had he said the answer then and done what was necessary, the Magefa would have been stopped right when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the answer and took the necessary steps. But he didn't know the answer, so it took Pinchas to get it done. When Agamas does this in Salman and Allah, and even though we are told that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the answer is given, was something that was Hashem caused this to happen, that Moshe Rabbeinu should forget, shouldn't know, because there was a reason, as Rashi explains, because there was a need for Pinchas to come along and be the hero so that he could collect the reward that was deserving by him, that he should become a Kohen. So this was actually engineered by Hashem himself that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't know it. So there is a good reason why this happened, but is das nor klapish maya galia as Moshe is nid given shuldig. Only Hashem knew the fact that Moshe wasn't at fault for forgetting it, and that it was Hashem who made him, caused him not to know it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in his own mind, he would have thought as das is a inyan was given by manin shel shicha. He would have thought that it was something that it was his fault that he forgot. Pasat fazamte favail dem abstof in the magefa, and because he forgot, it delayed stopping the magefa. Because if he would have known the answer and dealt with it immediately, then the magefa would have stopped earlier, and some people could have been saved. Now it was delayed because he didn't know the answer, and Pinchas had to come along and do it. So it was his fault that there was 24,000. It could have been less. So therefore, he's blaming himself for the extent of the magefa. And therefore, this is what Rashi is saying: as the minyan achere magefa is musba durchen moshul eroya shenichem zuzeivin. So Rashi explains that the reason that the pasuk focuses on the magefa rather than on the people that were killed by the judges, it's explained to us by understanding the story of the roya, of the shepherd who takes responsibility for what's happening to the flock in a situation where it could be blamed on him, even though in this case it wasn't really him to blame, but at least in his mind. And now he has to count them. The shepherd needs to know, because he's dealing with how could he prevent this in the future. He takes responsibility for it. Das is a minyan was fodet zeich from Moshe. This is a census that has to be done by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. He's the one that needs to do it as the shepherd. And it's not just about how many are left. And Hashem, it's not the issue isn't who's at fault. The issue is how many are left. No, here the issue is who's at fault, and we need to know how to deal with it in the future. And number two, lay the minyan on esaros from the magefa. What is necessary here is to know how many are left from the magefa. The ones that were executed by the judges, that's something that had to be done. There was no preventing that. But the magefa, the plague, which in his mind he could have prevented, at least bedugmetzu nichnasu ze'evin l'teicheder, like in the parable, that it was wolves that got into the flock, which he could have dealt with. Or the Venixens Klenemachen, or at least he could have not prevented the whole Magefa, but at least it could have mitigated the results of the Magefa by stopping it earlier. Volgimem Mernisoris, and there would be more Jews left. Not so many would have died. Mashein kimba maisa egel, but when we talk about the story that happened by the egel in Pashatisa, was Moshe's dangimem bahar. That Moshe wasn't even around then, he was up on mounts on Har Sinai. And he had no connection, he was completely removed from what happened by the Egil, and therefore the punishment that was inflicted on the people that were involved. Over there he had nothing to do with it. There was nothing that he could have done to prevent it. He wasn't even there. So why is he counting? Why is he blaming himself? Why is it important for him to count in order to know how to prevent it when he wasn't there and it wasn't his issue at all? Therefore, the mashal over there, the Rebbe brings that Rashi, therefore Rashi over there says, mashal letzayna chaviv al ba'aleha. There it was about Hashem counting the leftover flock. As the minyan kum nishmet tzadim royeno mitzadim ba'al ha'tzayn, the meibishn. That the counting comes not from the shepherd who would deal with it in a practical way, but rather from the owner of the sheep, from Hashem himself. Because number two, thus is bedugmet tzayin shenofel b'dever, because over there it's like the it would be similar to a case where there was a plague. Because the roya is that in the shulik, that over there the shepherd has no control of that. And those was the Eibush to haste say tzeilun, and the reason that Hashem wants the census to be taken is not for practical reasons to know how to prevent it, but rather because to the owner of the flock it's not about how to prevent it, it's about how many do I have left. These are very special to me and I want to know what's left. Kanal Baruch, as he explained before at length, and that explains the difference between the way Rashi explains the mashal here and the way Rashi explains the mashal there, because it's two different reasons. There are two different motivations for the count, each motivation according to the story that happened there. The Pirush is Aben Ishglatik, but this explanation is not completely perfect yet, because Eden Hamzich Demolt gefunden bei Arbus Meivre Liarden Reiche, because at the time of this census, after the Midyanim, the story with Cosby and Pinchas, the Yidden were then Ba'arvas Maya, which means on the other side of the Yarden, just shortly before going into Eretz Yisrael. Great Tarangin in Eretz Yisrael, they were on the cusp of going into Eretz Yisrael. And it was already known that Moshe Rabbeinu would not be the one to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Which means there was also is soon going to be the time for Moshe Rabbeinu to leave this world. Because the first state bald nochen minyan b'nei Yisrael on parsha b'nei Slavcha does given behemshul to the minyan. Therefore, what is the subject right after the census, meaning after the story of b'nei Slavcha, which was also connected to the counting of the people? Right after that, it's written alei el hara avarim hazeh. Hashem instructed Moshe to go up onto the mountain, where he passed away. And the Nochad Rebishter Gehesa Moshe Samuel Zain Yeshua, and he told them to transfer leadership to Yeshua. So in other words, that's what the subject was. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the way out as the leader. Vibal the minyan from Araya is canal kedetzavisin zayin anhagem mitzayim arisei of lahaba. And since what is the point of a shepherd initiating a count? The point is to know what to do for the future. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is there is no future, so to speak, in Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. He's handing over leadership to Yeshua. So what is he initiating a census for, in order to know what to do when it's not going to be his mission anymore? It's not going to be his responsibility anymore. The purpose would have been to know how to protect them from a future calamity. So then, if so, if the purpose of the count is in order to know what to do for the future, then Yeshua, the future leader that is going to be appointed very, very shortly, should have been included in this census, that he should be in charge of the census. Because he was going to be the new leader. So therefore, one we could perhaps say, as we bald, that he knew that until Moshe would actually pass away would still be a few months. The far is the meaning of gates of Moshe. Therefore, it's still important to Moshe to know for the next few months how to deal with the situation. At least for the few months that he's still going to be the leader, he needs to know what to do, so we could explain it that way. If but this answer that, you know, since Moshe Rabbeinu was still in charge for 2 months, therefore he's going to be in charge, and why didn't he at least include Yeshua? And Yeshua was going to be taking over in only a few months, and it was going to be a new situation. They go into Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole new situation for the next 14 years. Is going to be very different. Is nishglat. So therefore, that leaves still the question of why didn't he include Yeshua? The Rebbe brings Rashi at Satan Peter's. That's why Rashi brings the second explanation of why they did the count. As the minyan is takabumun mitzvah Moshe, that the census now is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu's upcoming passing. He explains the second reason why there was a census now, taked specifically because Moshe Rabbeinu was passing over leadership, and therefore he had to count it in order to return the flock, just like he received it with a count. He's returning it with a count, which explains at least that one question of why didn't he include Yeshua? It doesn't really explain why he didn't include Yeshua, but it deals with the question of why didn't he include Yeshua, which means there has to be an acknowledgement that Moshe Rabbeinu's term is ending and Yeshua is beginning. So he said, Rashi says, you know what? It's taka. That is one of the reasons, another reason why the count was done at this time. Aber der zweite Pirush ist doch schwerer wie der erste. But in truth, the second explanation is even more difficult, has more difficulties than the first one. Velofiza is the minyan is verbunden mit via charamat geifa, because according to this explanation, it's completely unrelated to the mageifa, to the plague that happened. Nor mit karev lomo, said rather it's connected to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away. When the Rebbe brings this Rashi, nor al tzveitin pirush, and therefore Rashi goes for the first explanation, which explains that it's connected to Vayhi Achar Magefa, which is what the pasuk seems to be indicating, and he makes that into the primary explanation. When the Eshta Pirush is the Pirush Ikrim Shudishal Mikra can also gimel, as we explained before, that the first shot is the more primary pshat. So dafa b'fashtem, what we still have to understand fabos is the taki given the minyan mitzadim roye Moshe Rabbeinu unish mitzadim eibishn the balatzayin. We still have to understand why is it that over here it was Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be the subject of the senses. It's about him and about what he wants to do. Why wasn't it in the name of Hashem that Hashem wants to know how many are left? Why in this case is it not about Hashem wanting to know how many are left because he loves the Jews so much? So over there, here there is a reason why Moshe wants it also, but there is a good reason why Hashem would want it as well, just like in Sisa. Und domel voltes given a gay side in the sonum von dem gay von side der hirguish anoshav. And if it was Hashem who initiated the count for his own reasons as the owner of the flock, and because he loves them, then it would be important to him to know not only how many died from the plague, but also how many died from the judges too, because to him it's only important how many are left. As as regards to the owner of the flock, at least in the reason that he counts the flock, it's not because he needs to know how to deal with the future, it's just to know how many are left. And it doesn't matter how they died. So therefore, to Hashem, it should have been important. Both reasons, both groups of people that died, from the judges and from the Magefa, is the beer in them. So the explanation is Eden haben doch ewig gewen auf Chet von Baal Aramis. In this story, the Jewish people, what was the sin? They took up with non-Jewish women. Was from Pirush Rashi fired them. As Kanoim Paygim Bay, Onken Eidos Bezna Zebaiter, Fashtate Shenda by Chomshla Mikra, that from what Rashi told us in regards to this kind of a sin, that anyone can come along and kill the perpetrator, and you don't need witnesses, and you don't need a Bezdin. This could be done spontaneously. So therefore the child already understands the seriousness of this kind of a sin. You don't even need to bring a person to court and to prove the case. Just go ahead and take action immediately. That's it must be a very serious sin. Biz as a hot gebracht zu verloren gehen von herum 200,000 Juden, and it was such a serious sin that it caused the death of 200,000 Jews. And Rashi brings of them Elokim Shalelu Seina Zima, as Rashi says that Hashem of these people, Bilam said to Balak that the God of these people despises this kind of immoral behavior. Is moving as is nishayich bazeh der inyanu minyan from chavivah. So therefore, right now, the idea of expressing Hashem's belovedness of the Yidden to Hashem, this was not the time. It doesn't elicit that kind of a feeling, that kind of a mood. Because the sin that was involved is something that Hashem despises, and therefore he didn't feel the inclination to express his love at this moment. And therefore it was more about Moshe Rabbeinu doing these senses in order to figure out what do I do in the future in order to prevent something like this happening. And this can be explained in a more geschmacka way. Within the context of Allah, Boyel Aramis is a chet was beloshen Rambam yesh by hefset chain b'chol arayis k'moisei. The Rambam says that having a relationship with a non-Jewish woman has results that there isn't in any of the other illicit relationships don't have this kind of a result. Why? Because if somebody takes up with a Jewish woman that is prohibited to him, and they have a child, so that child may be illegitimate, there may be some a problem. Of course, the sin is a sin, but the child is that Jew's child. The child is his child in every way. B'chlal Yisrael nechshavu, and the child is a Jew. V'aben min akusis eina b'nei. On the other hand, if somebody takes up with a non-Jewish woman, the child that results from that is not Jewish, and therefore not the Jew's child. Umbi the Rogatchover is mazver, as the Rogatchover explains it, as dodem chet is mem ma'abid nefashis mi Yisrael, ayidei de ozel zaram basra. That when a Jew, chas v'sholom, takes up with a non-Jewish woman, he destroys Jewish souls, because the child that is born ends up being like the woman, a non-Jew. So he took someone a soul that should have been Jewish, and he passed it over to the non-Jewish world. That is a very serious result. Thus haste, in other words, by Allah and by all other sins, well, because his only sign, whatever sin it may be, gate ministaribe the gvulis, you're not stepping over the boundaries. You're not stepping over into other territory. You don't step over the line that which Hashem's made, the boundary between the Jewish people and the non-Jewish world. Because even if a Jew commits a sin, any sin, whatever sin it may be, he still remains Jewish. So he hasn't stepped over into the non-Jewish world. Whereas if somebody takes up with a non-Jewish woman, since the child that should have been born a Jewish child, he caused it to go after the mother, and therefore it was born a non-Jew, is mida keneged mida, therefore what is the result, what is the punishment for that? So in terms of whether he is still beloved to Hashem, just as he pushed a Jewish soul into the non-Jewish world, so also he is ejected in terms of whether he's beloved by Hashem into a place where he doesn't fall into that category anymore. He is no longer beloved to Hashem, or at least deserving of Hashem displaying his love for him. And so to speak, he stepped outside the flock. Okay, Mahem Shech Loshna Ramam, as Ramjam continues over there, V'dovazeh gerim lidovge ba'akam shivdolon ha'gosh baruch ha'mahem, that this causes us to become attached to the non-Jewish world, which Hashem wanted us to be separated from. So in other words, Ramam acknowledges that this is something which causes a Jew to be drawn into the non-Jewish world. And therefore in this case there was no Hashem that did not have the inclination to count and to see who is left amongst his people, because the people that were involved in the sin are outside of the flock in the terms of being shown their love by Hashem. And divas habnish zindikt, and those who did not sin, and he wants to count them. So there's no reason to count them. Why is it anish ken yisarim from the chaytim? Because they cannot be considered those who are left over, because leftover means there was a group, and some of them died, and some of them didn't, and therefore they're left over. But the ones that sinned and the ones that died, they were pushed out of the group of beloved people, and therefore there is nobody left over, because nobody that was beloved died to begin with. It's as if there's no connection in terms of being beloved between the people that died and the people that were left alive. Test. The fun kumna rois, the tzveit tzavis dikeiros. From this results comes out lessons in the two opposite extremes. On the one hand, you see how insidious is this sin of being with a non-Jewish woman, as the hefsid is nishnar vas azal zarim basra, that the loss that is caused by it is not just that the child ends up going after her being non-Jewish, nor avdem chayta alein, but the sinner himself, that durdem the ois geschlossen for the tzaymer yishlo gosh baruch, who is, so to speak, locked out of the flock of Hashem, as we see from this story. And this also shows how important it is that those who are able to object, and they are able to guide someone away from that kind of behavior, and to stop even one Jew from getting caught up in this, even from doing it once, and to, God forbid, end up doing such a sin, if you can prevent it, if you can do something to stop it, including that if you know somebody that's already done it and you can bring them back and prevent them from doing it in the future, how important it is to make sure that it doesn't happen again. On the other hand, we see but on the other hand, we see that in order to take care of them in the future, to make sure that they're not that this doesn't happen again, that their needs are taken care of in the future, to prevent the wolves from attacking them again, is Moshe Rabbeinu the Rei Nemeshel Kol Yisrael. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu, the faithful shepherd of every Jew, even including these sinners, was Izach Moshe Nevesh Vayednin and Leik Tzacharainim Eich Benigayazol Chayidin, and therefore he puts himself into figuring out a way and making sure that this doesn't happen again, even for those Jews. Until to him, he considers them a part of his flock, even though they've fallen out with Hashem at this moment. That Tzeilin is laid them in on his service, and that he considers it counting to know who is left over. In other words, to him, it's one big group. Those who sinned are also part of the group. They too are a part of his flock. In fact, here the Rebbe answers the question that he asked before, why it says b'toich edrei, within the flock. The reason is because he doesn't see them as on the edge of the flock. When the wolves attacked and these Jews were killed, he considers them within the flock, not on the outer edges of the flock or outside the flock. They are in the flock. Moshe Rabbeinu considers them to be a part of and the center of the flock. And this kind, and the way Moshe Rabbeinu approached it and what his attitude was, becomes part of what the Torah teaches, a lesson to us too. And we are told that we should remember the Torah of Moshe. In other words, that even though in this way there was a divergent approach from the way the Eibishter approached it and the way Moshe Rabbeinu approached it, but we are told to follow Moshe Rabbeinu's lesson as well, that we have to treat these Jews as that they are inside the flock, and we have to take care of everything that they need and make sure that this doesn't happen again.